Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Second annual Bob Dole Dinner is going to be taking place next Saturday, February 11th in Topeka, 7 p.m. You can get tickets for the dinner and, of course, the Kansas GOP convention on their website, kansas.gop, $75 starting price there. And the keynote speaker for that second annual Bob Dole Dinner is our next guest. He is Texas Congressman Wesley Hunt, joining us on KCMO Talk Radio in Kansas City. Congressman, good morning. Thanks for joining us here in Kansas City. Appreciate the time and look forward to seeing you up here in Topeka next week.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it as well. I can't wait to do it. And again, thank you so much for having me on, sir. You say that y'all are in Kansas City right now?
Yes, sir.
So I got married in Kansas City at Union Station.
Oh, did you really? How about that? I was reading.
Yes, I did.
I was reading your background. I know you're a 2004 West Point graduate, which I was very impressed by. So your wife is from up here. Is that what I gather out of that information?
You got it. My wife is from Iowa originally. Went to University of Iowa, and then she was a nurse practitioner at Children's Mercy when we met, and that's when we got married in Kansas City. Then moved her down to Houston.
Really? You got the Kansas City girl out of Kansas City and dragged her down to Houston. Boy, what a disservice. Give her our thoughts and prayers, please, Congressman.
Well, you know, the barbecue's better in Texas. Don't get me started.
Oh, gosh. I just heard Congressman Hunt has been now taken off of the Bob Dole dinner reservation list. So we are looking forward to seeing you up here, Congressman, next week. Take me through. I mean, obviously, it's pretty wild first couple of weeks here of this new Congress, the Kevin McCarthy drama, everything else. You feel like things are starting to settle down and you guys are getting into a good place in terms of being simpatico on the Republican side of the aisle and working for the American people here?
Absolutely, sir. And what you saw in that first week was called democracy. We are not ruled by kings. This is not a monarchy. Everyone gets to voice their opinion. And while it seemed like it took a little bit longer to actually elect a speaker, the process of doing that was absolutely beautiful. And when you're on the House floor and you're living this history, you realize that this is how this process works, and that's why this is the greatest country in the world. And I will tell you that the rules that came out of that and the learning process that we got from that has actually made this the last 2 weeks a very smooth Congress, and we've been able to get a lot done in a very truncated period of time. So while it seemed like it was rough in the beginning, it certainly set us up for success after.
Okay, so take me through. I mean, you know, you talk about some of the early wins that you feel like you all have had. What about going forward? I mean, people are saying, okay, what's going to happen here over the next several weeks, months? What is something on Congressman Hunt's agenda that you want to make sure the American people are keeping an eye on here moving forward on the House side?
Well, I'm proud to serve with Jim Jordan on the Judiciary Committee, and actually tomorrow we're having our first hearings about what's happening at the border. It has been an absolute disaster. It's been a derelict of duty that we have seen from the Biden administration. It's up to us to get this right. And I think that when we bring people forward, actually question them, get to the bottom of this, eventually we'll get to Mayorkas as well, we're going to find out that what's happening down there has been flat out un-American. Over 4 million people have entered our country illegally. We've had enough fentanyl in our country to kill every American 5 times. The cartels are running the border. They made $15 billion last year in human trafficking. And this administration stands by and does nothing. So needless to say, me being from Texas, and by the way, every state is a border state, that's going to be one of my top priorities.
Well, I think about what you just said there, Congressman, every state's a border state. I mean, 15 years ago, I don't know if that was a fair line, but now it certainly is. I mean, we see fentanyl pouring into the Kansas City metro. We have young people dying from it on a too regular basis. What about down there? You're outside of Houston. Obviously, it's even bigger down in your part of the country. But what are you seeing in terms of the drug trafficking, the illegal immigration issue in Houston and the Houston suburbs and just your region down there in Southeast Texas?
You know, sadly, Houston is actually known as being the human trafficking capital of the world. sadly. And you were right about what's happening in fentanyl, not just in Texas, not just in Kansas, not just in Missouri, but in the entire country. And this is an issue of national security, and it's also an issue of public health. And to watch the reaction of this administration to COVID by basically shutting down our entire country, and then seeing this non-reaction because of what's happening with fentanyl in our country is disgusting. But they are playing politics. They are trying to allow as many people in this country as possible illegally, in my opinion. I think it's because they think they're going to vote for them in the future. I beg to differ. And it's up to us to decide whether or not we are a country of borders or not. A country with no border is actually not a country at all. And I'm somebody that has served this country in combat. A little fun fact about my family. My dad's a retired colonel. My sister went to West Point. I went to West Point. My brother went to West Point as well. There's 60 years worth of military service just in my immediate family. And what we fought for in this country is sovereign borders. We fought for freedom of speech. We fought for our Constitution. This administration has completely rejected all of the above. It's up to us to get it back.
How much, based on your background, you mentioned there at West Point, Congressman Wesley Hunt, who is going to be up here in Kansas for the second annual Bob Dole Dinner next week. Not enough to me. There just are not enough veterans who are serving this country in Congress today as there were a generation or two ago. How much do you think that plays a role in what unfortunately appears to me to be a Congress that is more interested in Instagram likes than actually getting things done for the American people?
Well, what's great about that actually is that tide is turning. In 2018, we had the fewest number of veterans in the halls of Congress and the Senate since World War II. I could tell you, just in the greater Houston area, just in Texas, there's me, I'm an Apache pilot. There's Morgan Luttrell, he's a Navy SEAL. Dan Crenshaw, Navy SEAL. Tony Gonzalez, he's also a Navy corpsman. Pete Elzey, F-18 pilot. And many others. It's fascinating to think that in the delegation of 38, 12 of them are veterans and all 12 of them are Republicans. That's just in Texas.
Wow.
And a lot of us have actually come up over here over the course of the past two cycles. We're seeing it across the country too. Your point is well taken. The overwhelming majority of congressmen that are veterans are Republicans, and we have been there in the last couple of cycles. Because it's up to us to get our country back. And whenever you see the combat veteran enter politics, you know that that's the canary in the coal mine. We were taught to not be political. We were taught to be apolitical, but we are also the ones that are willing to die for our fellow Americans and die for our freedoms. So when you see us get political overwhelmingly on the Republican side, it goes to show you where we are as a country. But fear not. We are the ones that are willing to die for the Constitution. That's why we view this as an extended piece of our service, and we're going to fight tooth and nail to ensure that we return back to the values that made this country great.
Congressman Hunt, I'd be curious to also get your thoughts on this. And that is, you know, your district is a suburban leaning district there in the Houston area, as I understand it. And I know it's a heavily Republican district as well. You won convincingly here in this new district. But, you know, we've had some troubles and the Republican Party has had some troubles in suburbs across the country. How does that tide start to swing back where some of these suburban districts become, Republican again?
It obviously takes some time. I mean, Joe Biden has only been the president for the past 2 years, and we've seen a precipitous fall off. But I think actually we're going to get the suburbs back. People realize that they are less safe. This is the highest inflation I've seen in my entire lifetime. We're draining our SPR to drive down gas prices, which is utterly ridiculous when we have all the resources right here to just drill for our own energy. We're an energy abundant country, and we should be exporting all of our LNG to our, not all, but most of our LNG to our allies overseas and also supplying us right here in this country. And you look at these issues that we're seeing every day that we didn't have two, which will be 4 years ago. I think people are going to look back and have to ask themselves a very serious question. Am I better off? The answer is going to be emphatically no. And with inflation being what it is, I think people are going to realize that I got to put my pocketbook if I want to live a normal life.
Mm-hmm. Congressman Wesley Hunt, he is going to be the keynote speaker next week in Topeka for the second annual Bob Dole Dinner. It's going to be an outstanding event taking place. You can go get that ticket for that dinner and the convention as well, kansas.gop. And Great to have him on here in Kansas City. Obviously a convincing guy as well. He got his wife out of Kansas City down to Houston. So, Congressman, thank you for being here, sir. We appreciate it.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
It's an honor anytime. I'm looking forward to seeing you in a few weeks, sir. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
You as well. Wesley Hunt, good to have him on, KCMO.
When someone is hurt in a truck accident, the one question everyone has is, why did this terrible collision happen? To answer that question takes an experienced team of lawyers and experts. Not everyone has this type of experience. At Colombo Law, we are truck injury lawyers. It's what we do every day. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.